This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Alec Murdaugh not seeing the light of day, well, probably ever, unless, you know, he somehow magically outlives most people. 40 years in a federal prison is what he has been sentenced to for his financial crimes, a harsher penalty than was even expected. But that's because he didn't do too well in a lie detector that he said he was going to, you know, tell the feds everything and lay it all out. Well, he didn't really do that. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Are you surprised that he's gotten the 40-year sentence for the federal or for the money issues within the world of Murdaugh?
No, I'm not surprised. I would love to read his pre-sentence report, which I believe just lambasted him at every turn in terms of, lies and the amount of money. I think that obviously the guidelines, it fell within the guideline. And no, I'm not at all surprised. And I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see at least not that anything's going to be overturned in his other conviction, but it's just somehow seems so right that somebody who hurt so many people financially, you know, that he got the judgment deserved, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, it's something where it's an insurance policy, basically, of if for some reason in the murder case that does get overturned or it goes to trial again or whatever, no matter what, he's not getting out. Even if that goes away, he's locked up for this. Do you think he's going to pursue that, though? Do you think it's going to continue on and we're going to see another Alec Murdaugh trial? I know the lower court pretty much punted it out, and it's now going to go to other courts to see if they're going to ever allow that to take place. But with this being said, and Alec being in prison and really not having a way out of it, is it worth it anymore to do it? Or is this going to be more of an ego move for Alec, and if in fact he does pursue it?
I think he's going to pursue it as long as his attorneys will support it. And even if they decide that they no longer can expend the money and energy and time involved, I think he'll pursue it through, you know, another attorney, another appellate attorney. So, I don't think he's done with that. He's made it very clear, fine, convict me of all these financial wrongdoings, but I didn't kill my kid and I didn't kill my wife. And, you know, again, that's that whole narcissistic thing, right? He's got to be in control. He couldn't have done this. So I think he'll pursue it to the bitter end.
Do you think we're going to see Dick and Jim continue to be his attorneys going forward? I thought it was interesting. Dick Harpootalian was not present at the sentencing the other day. Jim Griffin was. I know he's a senator, Harpootalian, but I don't know. It's pretty big case and a pretty big moment in this. I'm wondering if they're starting to distance themselves now that the coffers are dry and, you know, it's not ever really looking very positive for any judgment in terms of Alec Murdaugh.
Well, I think the answer to that question lies with, are the coffers really dry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we'd like to think that they've been dry for a long time, but I don't think there's any chance Griffin and Harpootalian would be anywhere near this case if they weren't getting paid. They are not doing this for free because they have a lot of other clients that are ready, standing by to pay them for their services. So I 100% believe that Alec did a good job of hiding his funds and having money that they could access through the appellate process even.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll depend how much money is left in the coffers. If we see them all of a sudden exit stage left, that means there's just no more money left.
Yeah, that would be the true sign. If they are getting paid in some way, shape, or form with this mystery money that we don't know where it is, wouldn't that in itself be a crime? right there. if he's saying he has no more money, but yet somehow these guys are being compensated, or are there ways and back doors of doing this in a legal way where they wouldn't be violating some sort of law?
Well, the only way that it could have been done is if it was done early.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, here's $4 million for my defense,
mm-hmm,
that was given to them on day one. But again, you know, that money would have likely been from illegal proceeds, sure, right? Laundering it through, even though it was begotten ill. So let's put it this way. I don't think there's anybody that could possibly trace it unless Murdoch comes forward and says, listen, this money came from this crime. This money came from this crime. Mm-hmm. In other words, if Murdoch doesn't cooperate, no. And then you would also have to show that the attorneys knew that that money was illegally gotten.
Well, let's,
so
yeah.
I don't think we're going to see that.
It would be interesting, though. I mean, it would be quite a dramatic twist where even his attorneys going down for taking money from ill-gotten gains, but they have to show that they knew that. Worst case scenario, if we ever do go down that road, this is just pure speculation. If they can show, like, we had no idea that this was ill-gotten, would they have to return it? Would that then go to the authorities to then be dispersed to the victims and to the judgments that have already been made? Or would they be like, well, you didn't know, you got the money, you already spent it, whatever. Or would there be some sort of penalty for that?
Let me put it this way. In all the organized crime cases, right, cases with Colombian cartel people, Medellin, Cali, people who you knew they had no other way to pay their attorneys.
Yeah.
And they paid their attorneys with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have yet to see a case where that money had to be returned or a case was filed, you know, concerning the attorneys getting money. I think there are some out there, but they're very specific situations where they had very direct evidence that the individuals described where they got the money from. But it's few and far between. I can tell you in my experience, I never saw it.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.